This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This year's governor's race in New Jersey is neck and neck. Voters have been described as divided as they eye the records, leadership, and character of the two major party candidates, Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill and businessman and former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli. This week on Morning Edition, we will get to know the two candidates with insights from our reporters who've been covering the races close up. Today we hear from David Matthau, who's been covering the Mikey Sherrill campaign since it was launched 11 months ago. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jennifer. So nice to be with you.
Good to have you. Tell us about Congresswoman Sherrill. What's most notable about her?
Well, she has worn many different hats in many different situations. Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill has represented Jersey's 11th district for the past 7 years now. Prior to that, she worked as an assistant U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey, and she also served as an outreach and reentry coordinator in that same office.
Mm-hmm. And what about her early days, her upbringing?
She was raised in cities up and down the East Coast because of her father's job that required frequent relocation. She says she was inspired to join the military by her grandfather, who was a World War II veteran, and she did join the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, then spent almost a decade on active duty in the U.S. Navy as a helicopter pilot, and she was deployed to Europe and the Middle East. She then graduated from Georgetown University Law School and was hired by the U.S. Attorney's Office representing the Garden State. Sherrill is married, lives in Montclair, New Jersey with her husband, and she has 4 kids.
Okay, we've got the bio. Now, what is the storyline that Sherrill is presenting to the public?
Throughout her campaign, Jennifer, Sherrill has been focusing on affordability and linking her opponent, Republican Jack Cittarelli, to President Donald Trump. When she won the Democratic primary in June, in her victory speech, she actually referred to Cittarelli as a, quote, Trump lackey, end quote. And many of her early campaign ads focused almost exclusively on how Cittarelli was in lockstep with Trump. Lately, her focus seems to be more about we can't afford Jack Cittarelli, and this is how Mikey Sherrill will help your wallet.
That I'm going to address costs here in the state and drive down electricity, health care, housing costs. That's the number one thing I hear from people. And so that is my major focus as we also try to protect people from the economic harm coming from Washington.
As you know, the cost of electricity spiked 20% in Jersey this past June, and Sherrill is now promising to declare a state of emergency and freeze utility rates if she's elected.
And what's going on as the campaign is winding down?
Well, she's been traveling to many different areas of the state every day, holding multiple events in different settings. She was recently at the Ewing Diner in Mercer County, going table to table greeting diners. One of them, Julia Miller, a student at the College of New Jersey, was having lunch with a group of friends. She said she supports Sherrill because of her stand on several different issues.
I think what's important right now is standing up for democracy and putting up a fight against people who want to tear down democracy, also women's rights, especially reproductive issues, as well as, you know, the young people. Young people are coming out to vote, and that matters most now.
David, who else is supporting Sherrill and why?
Jennifer, a broad coalition of labor unions, environmental and citizen groups, as well as state and national political figures are supporting the Sherrill for Governor campaign. As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, former President Barack Obama endorsed her as well. He is planning to attend a Get Out the Vote rally in Newark right before the election. His visit has been planned at a time when there's been some concern among Democrats that not enough has been done to garner the support of Black and Hispanic voters in New Jersey, so we shall see.
Mm-hmm. And what other insights do you have from covering this campaign so closely?
I would say that during their second and final debate, Mikey Sherrill seemed more forceful, and she went after Cittarelli, accusing him of profiting from publishing, quote, propaganda on behalf of opioid makers, which she alleged became the leading cause of death for thousands in New Jersey. He has announced, by the way, that he's suing her because of that allegation. And I would say last week, when President Trump announced the plan to build a new rail tunnel under the Hudson River had been terminated, there was a bit of an uproar. The Gateway Project was seen as a way to improve NJ Transit service, which is always a big question in the Garden State. And it would also have created tens of thousands of jobs. If it's really been canceled, and there is still some question about this whole thing, it could actually hurt Cittarelli's chances of getting elected.
David, Jack Cittarelli, whom President Trump has endorsed, continues to slam Cheryl for having not been allowed to walk at her Naval Academy graduation years ago. We learned of this when the Trump administration released her mostly unredacted military records to an ally of the Cittarelli campaign. Cheryl demanded an investigation into the release of the records. How about you take it from here?
Cittarelli then turned the situation backwards, and he wanted to know why Mikey Cheryl did not march in her graduation ceremonies at the U.S. Naval Academy, because there had been a cheating scandal. Cheryl was not implicated in that scandal, and she said the reason she did not participate in the walk at the end of the graduation ceremony was because she did not want to give information about her classmates, which she felt was improper, and they did not allow her to march in that graduation ceremony.
Anything else?
The most recent polls have Cheryl slightly ahead of her Republican rival, but as we know, polls can be misleading and sometimes just plain wrong. So it appears the race is still extremely tight. And I would say it's worth noting that the race for governor in New Jersey is being seen by many as a referendum of the Trump administration across the country. So the results could have national implications.
Okay, WHYY's David Matthau has been covering the Mikey Cheryl campaign in the race for governor of New Jersey. And there's more to be found at WHYY.org/election. Thanks for your time today, David.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jennifer.
Now, tomorrow we're going to hear about Republican gubernatorial candidate Jack Cittarelli. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.